From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. More troops needed in Afghanistan. That's the message today from NATO military commanders to President Obama's envoy. A resurgent Taliban has taken hold in many areas thought to be stabilized by U.S. forces in that country. Security has deteriorated, putting more pressure on the administration to send in more troops in hopes of regaining control. This at a time when the White House is having a tough time selling health care overhaul to the public because of the looming budget deficit. A recent Washington Post ABC poll shows that most Americans think the war in Afghanistan is not worth fighting. The Iraqi government announced the arrest of the plotters behind twin truck bombs that targeted government buildings last week in the heart of Baghdad. Iraqi television broadcast their confessions. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
Amid strong recriminations that the Iraqi security service failed the country, after nearly 100 people died in last week's attacks, the Iraqi government has produced a dramatic confession by one of the alleged masterminds. Iraqi state television broadcast a short statement from one man. He said he was a high-ranking member of the Ba'ath Party in Saddam's regime. He said his cell members bribed security guards outside the foreign ministry to get close enough to set off the bombs. Iraq's chief military spokesman said the entire cell that planned the attacks had been arrested. Small segments of the confession will be played over the evening. The holy month of Ramadan began this week. The dawn-to-dusk fast means that Iraqi families are gathered around the television in the evening hours. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
Greek firefighters appear to have broken the back of a massive fire that continues to burn just east of the capital, Athens. But they are not out of the woods yet, as we hear from John Seropoulos.
Firefighters finally seemed to be winning against most of the major fronts they faced during the second 24 hours of a massive forest fire. It has taken enormous resources and international assistance. The fire service reports 162 fire trucks, 70 tanker trucks, 14 water bombing airplanes and 7 helitankers in operation in this fire alone on Sunday. It fielded 650 men, the army and police hundreds more, but as night fell on the capital, fires were still burning and the chances of flare-ups where fires had been put out were high. Thousands of acres of pristine pine forest have been lost along a 25-mile swath of countryside, which can only further choke the smog-infested city of 5 million. For NPR News, I'm John Seropoulos, east of Athens.
A 54-year-old man died in rough surf caused by Hurricane Bill off the coast of Florida today. Authorities say the Orlando man washed ashore on Smyrna Beach this afternoon. He was unconscious. Strong rip currents and 10-foot waves were reported off Florida. The storm has moved north toward Canada and is now about 60 miles east of Halifax. This is NPR. Switzerland is in an uproar over the government's decision to apologize to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi for the arrest of his son Hannibal and daughter-in-law last year in Geneva for abusing their domestic servants. Libya had demanded an apology as the price of reestablishing normal relations. Lisa Schlein has details from Geneva.
Libya was quick to retaliate against Switzerland. It arrested two Swiss businessmen and imposed a series of economic sanctions. Switzerland resisted Gaddafi's demand for an apology for more than a year, but finally gave in. Swiss Member of Parliament Lutzer Strom accuses the government of giving in to blackmail.
The country should not do that, because if a country starts to do this, any terrorist in the world could start hijacking somebody. And then our country would be forced to make concessions.
Critics in Switzerland accuse the government of caving into Gaddafi because of its interest in Libyan oil. Similar charges are being made against Scotland in the wake of its decision to release the Lockerbie bomber. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The quirky fantasy war film by Quentin Tarantino starring Brad Pitt came in number one at the box office this weekend. Inglourious Basterds earned $37.6 million in its debut. That is Tarantino's best opening ever. Coming in number two was the film District 9 at $18.9 million, and G.I. Joe was third place, taking in $12.5 million. The man who penned the novel The Good Old Boys that was later made into a TV movie starring Tommy Lee Jones has died. Elmer Kelton died yesterday of natural causes, according to a spokesman in Texas. Kelton was 83. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.